Let's talk about this opening win, Coach. Go to Gothenburg. Always a good program. I you know, talking to you, their number's a little down, but your girls came out for the kick-go 14-1 win. I bet a lot of smiles on a lot of those girls' faces after this one.
Yeah, and, you know, it was just a great start to the season. The girls did a great job of having a great approach. You know, in the batter's box, we were able to get a lot of hits last night, 15, I believe is what we ended up with, and a lot of it was just the way our girls stepped up into that batter's box. They were ready to hit and ready to attack, and then Gracie Cornelson got to start in the circle, and she did a great job pitching for us, just letting her defense work behind her as well, and to finish the night off with no errors for the first game is just so big, and that's just a testament to all the hard work that the girls have put in this summer and this fall to be prepared for that moment.
Do you believe Gracie also not only pitching duties, but she had a home run to boot as well, didn't she?
Yeah, and you know, that was pretty cool to see. That was her first career home run, and then Cassidy Rogers got one, her first career home run as well. So just very excited for those two. They put in a ton of time, and they've continued to get better over the years, and just excited to see them get that opportunity.
Well, good start for this group. It's a kind of a whole new group. As you well know, a lot of these kids played a lot of JV last year, not a lot of varsity, and in their first varsity game, they come out and play like this and put up a score like that. That's pretty darn fun, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you know, like you said, a lot of these girls, if not most or all of them, this was their first varsity start. So to come out and play like they did, that was just so great to see. And a lot of these girls played JV a season ago, and you know, we had a pretty good group a season ago, and these girls pushed those seniors last year a lot in practices, and you know, they just stayed patient, they stayed ready, and they were ready for their opportunity, and they came out and did a great job.
Milford Tournament, your first one, Coach. You're heading there coming up against Saturday. Good field of teams for this kind of first eight-team tournament bracket.
Yeah, it will be. We'll start with Cass, and that's Lewisville. And, you know, last year they gave us a tough game that first game of the tournament. And I expect the same this season. And then there's St. Paul. You got Milford, Nebraska City, Standing Bear, you know, a ton of good teams, and it's always nice to go down and see teams that we normally wouldn't see in the regular season.
Yeah, Milford, Standing Bear, of course, you mentioned Wilbur Claytonis. So, yeah, teams, you won't see these teams probably for the rest of the regular season, will you?
No, probably not. And, you know, it's just kind of nice, too, to take this trip early on in the season. We'll go down tonight, Friday night, and stay the night and make our trip a little shorter in the morning. And, you know, it's just great opportunity for the girls to have a little team bonding early in the year where we're staying the night. So just kind of looking forward to this opportunity and going down there and seeing the girls compete.
No rest for the weary, Coach Gillen. You come back, go what, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday next week. So, boy, no rest at all. You're playing a lot of games coming up next week, aren't you?
We are, and, you know, once our season starts, it's one after another, and that's just, you know, where that first week of practice is so important, because you just don't get a ton after that, and, you know, the practices that you do get, a lot of it's just kind of just fixing some of the things you see in the game, and, yeah, it's one after another here, and it's going to be a busy time for sure.
Chase County and Southern Valley for your home openers coming up on Monday. Is that going to be a case to get your JVs on the field for the first time as well?
So that'll be varsity only as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, our JV, their first action will be Tuesday at Hastings. So that'll be, you know, exciting to see them get out there, because they've been doing a great job as well and been putting in a ton of time. And they're ready to go and compete too. And Monday will be varsity only against Southern Valley first, and then we'll have a game off, and then we'll play Chase County. And then Tuesday we'll hit the road for JV varsity off to Hastings.
And I see in the rankings, Hastings in Class B is once again, this is a pretty good team for that club again this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they were a state runner-up a season ago, and they're bringing back a lot of players from that team. So that'll just be a good game to go and kind of see where we're at and just go out and, you know, see what happens and compete with them.